Prepare yourself for the coming of the Lord. Prepare yourself each day that passes. It's one day closer to the coming of Jesus Christ. Make no mistakes about it, it's coming. And the time is short.
God so loved the world, he gave his only son, who believes in him shall never die but have everlasting life. Jesus walked on the earth and made the blind to see. He healed the sick and raised the dead, and he gave eternal life. Jesus walked on the earth. He did it for you and me. He did it not for nothing. He walked on the earth. He did it for you and me. He's coming back for a church with us.
Yeah, Jesus died for me too. He gave his life for me and you too. He's coming back for me and you too. So praise his name, it's real, it's so true. Stick to the word of God. The word of God is true, perfect and clear. First, the kingdom of God, the righteousness of everything should be up. Attitude, first flight, first flight. Are you ready for the first flight? Lift your hands to Jehovah. He's the lover of our life, the prince of peace. Oh, we must pray. Oh, first flight, first flight. Are you ready for the first flight? Lift your hands to Jehovah. Lord, we are here for you. We are ready for you. Hallelujah, amen.
Hosanna. Hosanna. Are you ready for Jehovah? We are here for you.
Who's the only king that walked up on the sea?
Jesus.
Who's the Lord of Lords that makes the blind eyes to see?
Jesus.
The mighty king that gave us eternal life.
Jesus.
We are here for you, Lord. We are ready for you. Hallelujah, amen. Hosanna. Give it up to Jehovah. He's the King of Kings, the Lord of Lords. We praise him forever. Give up. Hosanna. Give it up to Jehovah. We are here for you, Lord. We are ready for you. Hallelujah, amen.
Yeah. The Bible says in 1 Thessalonians 4, verse 16 to 17, that the Lord himself shall descend from heaven, and the dead in Christ shall rise first. Then we, which are alive and remain, shall be caught up together with them in the clouds to meet the Lord in the air. And so shall we ever be with him. So brothers and sisters, you all still got the chance to be on the first line. Romans 10:9-10 tells it all, that if you confess with your mouth his lordship and deep in your heart you believe that he died and resurrected from the justification of your sins, thou shalt be saved.